You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. It's the second edition of American Whiner. Thank you so much for being with us this lovely Monday evening. It's so good to be back. This is, like I said, the second time I've been doing this with Podcast Detroit. The show is called American Whiner, and we have a wonderful guest with us today. Once again, I am joined by Caitlin Mondu, and we will get to that in a minute. Before I jump into the show proper, though, I wanted to tell everybody I've given some more thought to exactly what I want to do with the show. Before, if you remember, I had said I want to get Detroit musicians on, interview them as people, and that was going to be pretty much the whole thing. But in the past 2 weeks, I came up with a brand idea, basically, because the show is called American Whiner, and I was like, I need to tie that into the whole interview thing. So what I'm going to do is we're going to spend the first half of the show talking about the musicians as people, and then we're going to take a break, and we're going to spend the second half of the show talking about what the musician wants to whine about. I'm going to ask him at the beginning of the second half, what do you want to whine about? And then based on their answer to that question, we'll spend the second half that's what we'll spend the second half talking about. So there's that. I'm going to get a Facebook page going this week for it, so I'll be sending that out. And there's one other thing. While I'm still going to focus primarily on having musicians in as guests, I'm also going to expand that and have other Detroit artists or people or whatever. I'm not going to limit myself just to musicians, although that will be the primary focus. All the messages I've been sending trying to get people on have been to musicians. So with that in mind, my guest tonight, my very first guest ever, is my very good friend, Mr. Davey Downs of Two Neck Noose. Davey, thank you for being with us tonight.
Alex, thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to see you. And I have to say, I have a bunch of questions that I've written down here that I'm going to ask you in keeping to the format and all that. But I wanted to start off by asking you about your hair and your beard. Because it occurred to me on the way over here, I was like, I don't think I've ever really talked to you about that. Like, when did you start growing your – because your hair, for the people at home who can't see you, your hair is like down to the middle of your back.
If I straighten it, it goes like down to my ass.
Yeah. It's been long, for as long as I've known you. And then about a couple of years ago, you started growing your beard out. Now your beard is probably like
– it's down to my ass.
Yeah. So what – why did you start growing your hair, and why did you start growing your beard? Like, what's the story behind all those?
Well, I guess I think I stopped really cutting my hair like in 11th grade. I kind of had skater hair throughout high school. I was a skater, so and then I don't know. Maybe I just stopped cutting it, and it just started getting longer. And then finally, I could put it in a ponytail, and I don't know. I just kept it long ever since.
So you just kind of liked it. There was no real plan.
Oh no. Just being lazy.
Was the beard the same thing? Like, you just stopped shaving?
Yeah, just being lazy.
Oh, okay.
I just want to see how long I can grow it. It sucks. It's like a just super neck beard. Like, my cheeks can't grow it at all. My mustache sucks. It's like one-sided. I have nothing right here.
It works, though, man. It's really fucking metal. It works for it's for your persona and the type of music you play. Like, on stage, it's like nobody even questions it. You know?
The illusion is complete.
Nobody looks at you and goes, man, that guy's mustache is not nearly as... yeah. as robust as the rest of his beard. I'm not buying this. You know?
Yeah, his mustache sucks. I don't like their music either.
We'll jump right into it. Where were you born?
I think I was born at Dearborn Hospital. I don't know. Dearborn or Garden City Hospital, but I pretty much was born in Westland, Michigan.
Okay, that's southeastern Metro Detroit area.
Yeah.
So you're a lifer then, but you've lived here your whole life.
Yeah, I moved back to Westland kind of recently. So yeah, I'm a Westland kid, I guess.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What? So you spent most of your childhood in Westland or Garden City, or where'd you grow up for the most part?
Westland, like right at Wayne and Ford, these apartments, the same apartment for like most of my entire life, like 22 years was like in this same apartment.
Really?
Two bedroom apartment. Yeah.
At Wayne and Ford.
Yeah. Right off of Wayne. Yep.
And where did you go to school?
Elementary school, I went to Edison Elementary, go Eagles. And middle school, I went to Marshall, go Vikings. And then I went to John Glenn, go Rockets.
What kind of a student were you?
I was I had so much promise. I don't know where it went wrong. No.
Wait, so you had like good grades and stuff like that? Because looking at you now, I wouldn't. I mean, with all due respect, I wouldn't. You know, that's not the assumption I would make.
No, I'm a complete idiot. Don't.
Not that you. No. I would assume that you were smart, but I would have assumed that you're like, fuck this. I don't want to be sitting in this classroom all day. You know.
That's how, like, my last 2 years of high school kind of were. Elementary school, I was a really good kid, and I loved recess. I was really good at sports. And I think the school, like, wanted me to be a good person in life because they were like, I was a safety. Like, I didn't ask to be a safety.
Wait, like a safety guard, like, in the hallway or, like?
No, like you'd...
a hall monitor?
Yeah, exactly.
He just asked you who was a hall monitor.
Well, I did have like one of those satchel things. Or
that's what I'm getting at. Yeah,
kind of.
I did that too. So
no, I'd like help people like across the street, like at lunchtime.
Yeah, that's what.
Or like after school. Like I didn't ask to do this. I don't know.
They just asked you to do it, and you didn't.
I don't remember how it came.
To.
I was on flag duty, so I like helped bring the flag down. They had me helping in the lunchroom too. Like I didn't ask to do any of this. I was pretty good at you know school, and I was so adorable. And so I think they just seen this promise. But like, well, I was on flag duty in fifth grade one day, and it was time for us to go bring the flag down. Me and my buddy Brad. And I was like finishing recess or something. Like we were playing. It's like it's like tie game. I gotta hurry up and. Help us win.
Were you playing soccer?
Soccer or football or combination of the two. We had like this rugby thing. I don't know. It was weird. But it was like flag duty. So I went to go bring the flag down. And my buddy Brad wasn't there. So I was like, I'll just do it myself real quick. Whatever. Bring it down. Folded it up. Brought it into the office like you're supposed to. And they're like, the flag touched the ground.
Oh, I was going to ask you if you ever let the flag touch the ground. And they freaked out about
it. I had no idea. I was a fifth grader.
Yeah.
And I was like, did it? I try not to. I'm sorry. They're like, if someone in the army or in the service was driving by and seeing you, they
would have shot your ass.
They're like, they could have ran up and just kicked your butt. I was terrified. And then like from then I wasn't on flag duty. I wasn't helping in the lunchroom.
They fired you.
I guess so. It just all stopped. They're like, you don't have to do this anymore. I'm like, oh,
drop
okay.
a flag one time and it's all downhill.
Jesus
from there.
Christ. That's some harsh fucking, what was it again? The Eagles? What was the elementary school
Edison
called?
Edison Eagles.
They're fucking harsh at Edison.
So,
Jesus Christ.
Needless to say, by sixth grade, I was doing heroin. I was, no.
Felt some hard times.
No, but that was your first taste of like, I think this authority thing is kind of bullshit. I don't understand all these stupid ass rules, you know, without due respect to the flag, I can understand, but it, like if a 10-year-old lets the freaking flag scrape the ground, and he was like, you were trying to be proactive, your buddy didn't show. What did he get in trouble for not showing up?
No, I think
technically that was his fault.
He was probably, fuck you, Brad. No, he was probably waiting for me or something, and I hurried and rushed and did it. I mean, I didn't notice then like how fucked up it was, or like. I think it was like after high school, I was like just reminiscing about school, and I thought about it. I'm like, wait. This happened.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. That's why I'm a fuck up. See? Jeez. No. And then in, you know, middle school, same deal. I was a pretty good kid. I did track. We were good at that. And then I guess high school's when I just stopped caring.
So you did sports for a while then. Was it just track or?
Yeah. Just, it was sixth grade. I did track. I don't know why. I think some friends did. And I was like, sure, I'll do track. And that was cool. I think we won all city or whatever it was back then. So that was neat.
But so high school rolls around. That was when you kind of started to get more into music and more into skating, right? And
Well, maybe eighth grade. That was my last year of middle school. I think that's when I first started skateboarding, maybe skating. And then in eighth grade, I had like buddies who had guitars and they played. And that's probably what sparked my interest in playing.
That was going to be my next question is when did you first get an interest in music and like potentially maybe playing music?
I thought it was cool that my buddy Chris could play guitar. I used to hang out with him a lot through middle school. And he'd play just a lot of Metallica, a lot of Slipknot. That's like when they were pretty big. And as far as me wanting to make music, he played this one riff. I was like, oh, that's really cool. What is that? He's like, oh, I made it. I'm like, you made music?
Oh, my God.
Like, how? You thought of it and you just did it? He's like, I don't know, just made a riff. And I was like, that's awesome.
And he was your age. He was one of your friends.
Yeah, same grade. And he was a good guitarist. And, yeah, he probably sparked it more than anyone.
Oh, so you were about 13 when you first, and so did you start playing soon after that, or was it wait a little bit? Or
probably, I think maybe that Christmas or something. I asked for like the BC Rich Warlock like kit, came with like a shitty little amp, Bronze Series BC Rich, which was, well, let's be honest, it's the best guitar. It's so cool. Now back then I thought it was, and so I started messing with that. I probably learned some stuff from Chris, and then you know, kind of went on my own from there. Maybe.
Do you remember the first like riff you learned or that you could play where you're like, holy shit, I'm doing it? Like
96 Quite Bitter Beings by CKY.
Oh no, shit, really?
Yeah, terrible choice for it. It took me so long. I was so bad at it at first, but
that's a really ambitious first riff. You know, well, most kids are like Nirvana or you know, Smoke on the Water or something.
That's the first one I really remember like trying to do, and it's such a cool guitar riff. I couldn't not try and play it, and it took a while, but I almost got it.
Who, kind of on that note, who was the first band that you can remember really liking? Like, where you know, that as a teenager, you start to notice those bands that you identify with and kind of, you know, they become part of your reality.
I don't know. I think I try to like Slipknot more than I like Slipknot, like when they came out, because like my buddies were super into them and like they had some cool songs that I liked back then. So probably them. And then, yeah, I'm always going to come back to CKY. I don't know. That's, like, really the band that defines, like...
Your teenage
years.
Yeah,
yeah.
This is who I was.
Can't kill yourself.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
From Pennsylvania. So when did you, like, start writing your own music, like, regularly then? Like, how long had you been playing guitar from when you started to when you actually, like joined a band and, like, started, you know, playing out and stuff like that?
Well, I think I had a guitar since middle school, probably, let's just say, eighth grade about then. And, you know, I'd play it. It'd sit in the corner for months at a time. And then in high school, I met some buddies who were, like, musicians. Randy.
Yeah, your current, the drummer for Two Neck News.
Yeah, that guy. And I went over there, and, like, I heard him and his buddies, like, jam some songs, and we talked about starting a band. And that's, yeah, 15 or something. It's probably when I 14 or 15 is when I like kind of started making music.
And was that first band Beyond the Grave?
I think yeah
it was.
Yes, it was.
And
we went through some names, but yeah, we landed on Beyond the Grave.
Okay. And how long was Beyond the Grave? That was pretty much your high school years, was Beyond the Grave, right?
Yeah, high school and like maybe a year or two afterwards or something like that.
Okay. What was your favorite show that you played with Beyond the Grave?
Oh man, that's a great,
favorite live show.
That's a great question. I don't know. There's this place called Club Triune. Like,
I remember Club Triune.
I play. Funny story. Jessica, my current girlfriend.
Yes.
She seen me at Club Triune like years and years ago. Like,
oh really?
Yeah. And those kids really liked us. Those were good shows. They did their mosh pit thing, and there's a lot of people, and I think we got paid in free pizza. So I remember those ones. Those were good ones. And this place in Waterford, kind of by my mom's house, like in Commerce area, there's this restaurant called Mama Mia's, and they're doing shows in the basement. I don't know how this came about. I think like one of the bands we played with, like his mom owned it or worked there or something, and those shows were hype as fuck. We played 3 weeks in a row. We played 1 week.
Like every night for 3 weeks?
No, like every Saturday for 3 weeks. Oh, okay. Or something. Like our buddies... I think they were called Fatal Affair back then.
Oh, yeah. I remember Fatal Affair.
It was either Fatal Affair or they...
A Fatal Denial, maybe? Was that?
No, different band. Played with those guys. Those guys were sick, too. But they were either Fatal Affair or And Hell Followed With. They changed their name.
Yeah, And Hell Followed... Ryan Kendall was the bass player for that.
Was he?
Yeah. I don't know if he was with them when you knew him, because he was with them later on. But we digress. Keep going. You were playing every Saturdays.
We played one Saturday, and a bunch of kids there, and they loved us, and they were going crazy, and it was just awesome. The next weekend we play... They're singing the words back at us to our songs.
Yeah.
Like, how do they know this? We have it all on tape, too. And I think the second week, we, like, stepped up our show. Like, we brought a pinata. I think it was a police car pinata. No, we brought some kind of pinata filled with candy, and they smashed it during, like, one of our songs in the pit. So that was fun. And then the next week we came by, and they, like, canceled the show, like, when we already got there, and they didn't give any of the kids their money back. We're like, are you kidding me? And, like, I was, like, haggling with, like, the people there. Like, come on, can we get this going? But we eventually moved the show to one of the kids' in the band said, like, he had, like, a warehouse where they practiced. So, like, everyone jumped in their cars. We had, like, 20 kids packed in our van, and we just drove down this warehouse and played a show, and it kicked a lot of ass.
There was just this empty warehouse just sitting there, and you were able to hook up into it?
One of the kids that was in one of the other bands that played, I can't think of their name right now, but his family owned some kind of, like, little warehouse thing. I'm not sure how or why or what, but he's like, yeah, we can move the show here and play. We're like, all right. And then we did.
Oh, goddamn. That's a great memory.
It was awesome.
I'll get into it. So after Beyond the Grave, how long did Beyond the Grave last, and when did it, like, kind of dissolve, and how old were you when that happened, and then what happened after that?
I don't know. Maybe like 19 or 20 is when we probably really stopped doing anything.
And it just kind of fizzled out. There wasn't really a moment where you guys were
No, because Ed St. Antoine used to play in there, and he quit, and we kept doing it after him. We were doing it as a four-piece, and then Josh Rogers played guitar for us for a while. And then, yeah, I don't know, it just fizzled out. We just kind of, Rainey and I grew apart, and that just kind of, that happened.
Okay, and then after that was the Whiskey Pilots, wasn't it? Or was there anything between Beyond the Grave and the Whiskey Pilots?
There was this real goofy band that I was dating some girl and our buddy. We kind of started like a little goofy band. We called it Retard Rage. it was just like a basement, like, metal goofy band. She played bass, he played drums, and I was guitar and vocals. That's when I started doing vocals.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Singing or screaming?
Screaming, uh-huh. Yeah. I was horrible. It was like real confusing trying to sing and play at the same time, especially like the type of guitar I was trying to play.
Fast metal, yeah.
I was trying. And then after that was, the Whiskey Pilots.
Okay. And so the Whiskey Pilots lasted for about 2-3 years, something like that, I want to say. I was in the Whiskey Pilots.
Yeah.
I sang.
Yes,
I answered an ad, but this is about you. I should bring that up. I want to say that was about two, 3 years that we played out.
It felt like forever because it
felt way longer.
Such a potent time of awesome. It just feels like a decade happened.
Yeah. Those first 6 months we played a show with CKY.
Oh my god, yeah, that was awesome.
And the Misfits. We opened for the Misfits at Harpo's.
At Harpo's.
And
sold out.
Yeah.
There was like no one there. We played like at 3 PM or something.
And there was a guy, remember the guy giving us the finger, the double bird as we were playing?
Oh yeah, he hated us.
Yeah. So we made a great impression on the crowd. They were like, what the hell is this shit? So you were in the Whiskey Pilots that was another band, a little bit more blues metal, you know, it was a little bit more of a hodgepodge of influences.
Yeah, I'd call it rock and roll.
Yeah, it was a pretty straight hard rock band.
Yeah, there you go.
But then after the Whiskey Pilots do their fizzle out, you have Two Neck Noose, which is basically your project, right? Like, you started that, didn't you?
Me and Randy.
You and Randy, right. And you, because you said you and Randy kind of grew apart, how did you come back together?
I don't remember. I don't know. We always kind of kept in touch. It's not like we had beef or anything. It just, you know, friendships come and
wax
go.
Wax and wane, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know. We started talking. We just wanted to do a real heavy, fast metal project, and we started writing and just, I don't know, picked up speed pretty quick. We found Chris, our bassist, we went to a Decapitated Meshuggah show, and we just, like, started talking to him, and he wouldn't shut up. So we told him to come by and play bass, and then we put out ads for a singer, and then we eventually found a singer, and he's gone, and now, yeah, we're just a three-piece, and I'm singing now.
And you have one EP that you recorded, 4-song EP.
That's available.
That is available. It's on iTunes. I know that, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you recorded that, what? That's got to be like some years ago now, right?
Man. I don't know. Maybe five? I hope not five.
Wow. Dang. Is there anything in the works right now, recording-wise, for Two Neck Noose?
We have for the past 2 years, maybe 3 years coming up. God, we suck. But no, we recorded a whole CD. It's like ready to go.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I thought I showed you some. Yeah, we recorded 8 or 9 songs. It's like a whole CD. It's done, but we haven't been doing a whole lot to try and get it distributed or printed or anything because that's expensive and
yeah. Well, just consuming. You could just put it online or something, man. Like
we could.
Like,
I want hard copies though, and I don't know. I'm not even sure if it's done being mixed or anything. I hardly talked to my producer.
But where did you record it?
This guy, Chris Tristain.
Is he the same guy you did the EP with?
No, that was Mike Hasty. We went with Chris Tristain this time just to try something different. And that was kind of, it was like 96, well, Schoolcraft Road and like Merriman or Middle Belt or something over there. Just
Livonia area.
Yeah, right? Some house he was, I think his buddy lived there and they had a deal where he could like record music in the basement. So yeah, we did that there and it was really cool.
And it's 8 or 9 songs, huh?
Yeah.
It's a full length.
It's 9 songs, but we have 10 in the track listing because the 10th song is like...
Silence. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't. The 10th song doesn't exist, and it's called God. So that's probably my favorite song of ours.
It's the easiest to play. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have a title yet?
Solitary Silence.
Solitary Silence.
It's,
all right.
It's one of the songs on there.
Get on that, man.
That's, yeah, we're lazy.
Who are your primary influences? Like, who do you, who inspires you?
Well, for sure, Darren Miller, CKY, as it might sound funny to metal guitarists, but his riffs are awesome. And he's in a lot of good metal bands too. He just writes good, tasty riffs. So him for sure. And, Vogue from Decapitated, which, people say we sound like Decapitated a lot, which is a huge compliment. So I'll take that. Those are two guitars that come to mind. Oh, Dave Mustaine, Megadeth, for sure. So just throw those guys in a blender and dumb it down, and here I am.
Well, all right. Well, who I've asked you about what your favorite live performance is that you've played, but what's your favorite show that you've been to? Like best concert, best live show that you've been to?
Oh, man, I've been to so many. Best one? I wasn't prepared.
What's Did the first one that comes into your head?
It's literally like a dozen. well, probably CKY. That was the first like concert I was crowd surfing at. And it was just, they were my favorite band back then. It was like one of my first real concerts I went to. And I just met people there. Like some guy was just walking around. He's like, hey, what's everyone in line for? We're like, oh, just some show, CKY, some band's playing. He never heard of them. And then the bassist of CKY, Vern at the time, came out and he's like, hey, who wants tickets? We're like, hey, this guy over here, just some guy we were talking with who was really cool, really nice. So he got on the show for free, and we're up on the like balcony pavilion or whatever you want to call it, and then we see our buddy, I think his name was Jesus, just crowd surfing like the whole time. I'm like, that's so cool, he didn't even know what was going on, now he's like crowd surfing.
How old were you and what venue was it?
Probably like 16, and it was St. Andrew's Hall.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, how are we doing on time, Caitlin? Are we ready for a break or?
I don't know. Are you?
Well, it depends. If we're about, are we? What?
I'm just here to push buttons.
How far into the show are we? I want to make sure we're
25 minutes.
25 minutes. We're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we're gonna ask Davey what he wants to whine about. Davey, it's been great getting to know you, and now we're gonna. The people who are listening to this, the stream version of this, won't be able to hear the songs, but the people on the live version, Davey picked a couple songs for us to listen to over the break. The first one is "Winds of Creation" by Decapitated,
yeah,
and the other one is a song called "Slum Cult and Gather" by Trap Them.
That's it,
and we will see you in approximately 8 minutes when these songs are finished playing. And we are back, American Whiner. Hello, America. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. We are into the second half of our show. And in this half of the show, we are going to ask our guest, what do you want to whine about, if anything? And it occurred to me, because we were talking about this over the break, when you got here, and then when we were over the break, you're like, I don't have anything I really want to whine about, man.
I don't know.
And I'm like, well, just, you know, maybe you're just not a whiner. And you're like, no, I am. I just don't have anything specific right now. And it occurred to me, I'm like, when I first thought of that question, I was like, oh, man, everybody loves to whine, right? But then I was thinking, like, whining is really only fun if you're by yourself or with somebody that you really – it's not something you do in public on a microphone, you know? And so I think that, you know, I think it's going to, you know, it's going to take a little bit of, you know – getting into it before we, you know, we really,
yeah, it's not established for me. I don't know. I need examples or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the state of music today, what do you hate about music today? How about that? We'll start with a question like that.
I hate so much, but as far as music goes, there's too many bands. just it's like oversaturated with
paralyzed by choice or whatever it is, right? Because of the internet.
I mean, there's so many good bands, but there's so many not good bands. And it's the same thing with like the local scene. Like, there's so many shitty bands.
I feel like every band should get like a 2-year trial basis, and if you still suck, you should just leave. Yeah, right?
That's not a bad idea. You kind of do have that, but based on like, you know, if
people showing up.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's kind of like me, you know, like I did it for a while and nobody showed up. And I was like, I just kind of I enjoy doing this in the studio. I don't really enjoy playing out. So why bother, you know?
Yeah.
So you said you're a whiner, but you don't. You know what, dude, I've always thought of you. And I was thinking about this at work today because I was like, I don't know if Davey's really – he just doesn't complain a lot about stuff. And it occurred to me that's because you're a grown-up. You are, you're a real adult. Real adults don't bitch about stuff. Or they might, but they don't. I remember – I think at the last time, the first show, I said the official definition of whining, according to the dictionary, I looked it up, is a keening, like high-pitched noise. I've always thought of whining, though, as complaining without presenting a solution to the problem. So you're just bitching just to bitch. And
I do that so much, though. I just – once you ask me that question, it's so much pressure. It's like I can bitch about so much stuff. Like just
well,
nonsense.
The problem is that there's always repercussions. Like I was talking about my job over the break. I can't say any of that shit on the microphone, even though I know that we, you know, there's only going to be, you know, we got 30 listens last time, less than 30 listens. It's with my luck, one of those 30 people would be one of the owner of my company or something, and then I would lose my job.
Yeah, we definitely can't mention that you slept with his wife. That would be bad.
I'm not gonna.
Hypothetically.
I'm not gonna comment on that. So it's just that's just part of being an adult. Like you know, you're expected to just suck it up and get on with it and not complain. You know, the reason the whole story behind the American Whiner thing and how like this came about is my parents used to bitch at me about bitching too much when I was a kid. My entire childhood, I whined. I loved it. I loved doing it. It was so much fun and so cathartic. And it, you're right,
venting, now, man.
Yeah. When there's a microphone in front of your face, and even it's just theoretical people out there to judge you and your, you know, how you approach your problems. It really adds a whole other layer to it. So,
like how you asked, like what do you hate about music? Or the music, how state of music.
Yeah.
Like there's so much crappy bands. Well, there's so much to whine about. Maybe that's it. I just can't.
It's paralyzation of, yeah, choice of things to whine about. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point.
I can't think of anything good to whine about. Just, I don't like working. I want more money.
Exactly.
Give me money.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It's always, everybody could use more money. Even people who already have like unlimited money, for some reason, they still want more money. It's just never enough.
No.
I'm not saying you need to whine about this, but I did want to ask you about your job and what you do for a living right now.
I work for One Way Carpet Restoration. I just clean carpet. I clean
all
carpet.
All over the Metro Detroit area, right?
Dye carpet. I go everywhere. Like I said, well, yeah, you're right. I was in Royal Oak earlier today. I'm usually like in Southfield, Detroit. I'm all around.
All right. So back to the whining. That was a little tangent there. I meant to ask you in the first segment. I wanted to get it out of the way. So what else is there? We got the state of music. You don't really pay much attention to politics, do you? You strike me as kind of
so indifferent, but it does. I'm Donald Trump. That's his name, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't believe he's our president. First of all, I just that's as far as I go. It's like I can't believe he's our president. That's like as far as I want to get into it. But I don't want Hillary to be our president either. Just I can't believe it. It's crazy.
Yeah, there's so much. Again, paralyzed by how much there is to complain when it comes to. And I was talking to my parents about this the other night. Like. They asked me what he thought about the Comey firing. He fired the head of the FBI, which the left freaked out about because the left hates him, and the right's like, you hated that guy, you know, back when he was screwing over Hillary. Mm-hmm. So you're a bunch of, it's just this power game, and it doesn't mean jack shit. And I told my parents, I was like, it doesn't matter what I think. So why would I bother thinking anything about it? And it's not like when I post, you know, my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page. you know, I'm the type of guy who when I post, when I have a post and it gets like 20, 30 likes, that's a resounding success. That's the, that's like the most, like we got 30 listens last time on the, like I said, for this show, our very first show. And that's a lot of people to pay attention to something that I'm saying. So, I mean, I know I was kind of, you know, not bitching about it, but I made it sound like it wasn't that big of a number, which compared to, you know, I mean, I don't know, I'm digging myself a hole here, but it's, what I'm getting at is I'm not the type of person who people listen to generally. So is when it comes to politics, you know, it really doesn't matter whether I like Trump or not. The fact is he got in.
Yep.
And now we have to deal with him for the next 4 years.
It'd be cool if he got impeached, though. I just want – he's already stirring it up, which I guess is probably the only thing I could like about him is that he's just causing so much drama, which is pretty hilarious because I just hate politics. But if he got impeached, that'd be more drama. That'd be hilarious, too. So I'm looking forward to hopefully that.
Yeah, it would be the ultimate reality show, the ultimate
reality show.
The ending to it.
Donald Trump just played America. It is.
Yeah.
This is the new reality show.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It really says something. It's really appropriate about where we are with a culture, as a culture and a society right now, that our president, our, you know, the figurehead of the country is a freaking billionaire reality star playboy who, I mean, I've known who he is my whole life. You know, I never thought he'd be president, and here he is. So anyway, politics is fucking depressing. I only brought it up because it's easy to whine about.
Yeah.
We talked about the state of music, and let's get into that a little bit more. Like when we say the state of music, cause there's, like you said, there are so many genres and choices now. Mm-hmm. I imagine you don't listen to pop music at all, like the main, quote unquote, mainstream.
No, not really. As poppy as I get is probably Quotza or like Ghost, and even Ghost is kind of metal as far as pop goes.
It's, and you know, pop, it's like for you means popular, right? It's not,
it is like, you know, girly pop music, like Katy Perry and all that. I identify that with this pop, but sure, mainstream, popular, yeah, okay.
But that's as far as even like the metal scene, you know, do you feel that that's in good shape right now, just in the national metal scene or the local metal scene? Like, what are your thoughts on that? You don't necessarily have to whine about it, but
it's there. Is it good? Is it bad? Like I said, there's so much good and there's so much bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there being so much is more of a bad thing. I wish people that, you know what you're doing before you do it, I guess, but you have to, you know, do that trial and error time, but you learn. Just learn faster.
What do you mean by that exactly? Like, don't just start making music if you're not sure exactly what you want to do, or like,
no,
what's your...
like I wish if I could go back to me when I first started playing, like in Beyond the Grave, like my first band. Like, I didn't go to other local shows. I didn't probably support the scene as much as I should have. I wish more people would do that. Like, I go to local shows. I don't go as many as I'd like to. And I know lots of people that go to lots of shows that still play shows. I wish more people would go to local shows or just shows in general. Like, I don't see – there's bands I really want to see that I'll just be too tired or something, or I'll just make some kind of excuse for not going.
Absolutely. Being, again, the whole adulthood thing, you know, working full time, especially with doing something like – what you do where you're on your feet all the time.
Yeah, it's kind of like medium duty. Like, it's not heavy. It's not hard work, but it can be. Just, I'm moving around a lot. You're right.
It's enough to to cause you to be like, I'd rather
nap.
Sit on, yeah, exactly. I'd rather hang out with my dog and stay in the house than go out tonight.
I'd rather hang out with my dog than do most things. Seriously. I love that little bastard so much.
That is one thing you're not going to whine about is your dog. Talk about your dog for a little bit.
He kicks ass. God, do we have enough time for me to talk about my dog?
Sure. We're just bullshitting at this point.
No, my dog. First of all, my dog's name is Cardboard. Don't ask us how we got that name. So many people are like, "How'd you come up with Cardboard?"
It's because it's such an odd name. It sounds like there must be an interesting story. But I remember when I asked the first time I asked you that, and you just shrugged and you're like, "Yeah, we were drunk."
Exactly. We were drinking. Yeah. We just wanted a different name. We didn't want Fido, Spot,
Rover,
Kelsey. I don't know. Just all these lame names. I just wanted something just different. And it makes it way easier when you go get like his meds from the vet.
Because they know who he is.
They're
instantly.
Like, what's the last name? I'm like, well, his name is Cardboard. Like, oh, we got it. Here you go.
Oh, that little bastard.
Yeah.
And he's even the same color as cardboard, too.
Yeah,
so it works.
People don't even make that association. They're just like, why cardboard? Like, people don't even suggest that, which is, I guess, makes the most sense. But no, it's just like, we said cardboard, started laughing. We're like, well, that's his name now. We were stuck between cardboard or butts.
Oh, I like cardboard. Butts is funny, but butts would have been funny for like 2 weeks, and it would have been like, you know,
yeah,
would have gotten old. Cardboard is still, you know, that's
that makes me smile. Be like, cardboard, get over here. Like, just kind of smiled myself a little bit.
And he's a puggle.
He is a puggle. He's so cute, and he's really, really smart.
Oh, well, you play Pantera's Walk for when he's ready for a walk, right? And you've conditioned him to the point now where when he hears the song, he knows it's walk time, right?
Every time we would take him for a walk, we'd, of course, say walk, but we'd play that song too. As soon as he hears that first riff, the dun 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 dun, his head pops up. He like turns his head real quick and he runs to the back doors, like whining. He knows what it means. So yeah, that's a cool little trick that we taught him. That's cool.
Yeah, and he also does the bottle trick. Maybe you could describe the bottle.
Oh yeah. Well, my like first dog, my family's dog, my sister's dog, Bruiser. We put a treat in a water bottle and we screw the top on. He knows how to take the top off. I swear he knows how to turn it with his mouth. But he takes it off in like as quick as you would, pretty much. And he grabs it from the bottom and dumps out the treat and eats it. And my dog, Cardboard, is starting to get that. He can chew off the cap. It takes him a minute or two. And then he kind of beats the shit out of the bottle till a treat flies out. He's like, oh, hey, a treat. He doesn't know how it got there, but yeah, he's learning. That's
a cool
one.
Yeah, he's only, what, 6 months maybe?
No,
seven
he's like
months?
9 months, too.
Oh, he's 9 months now.
Or,
damn.
Or 10. He's getting his balls trimmed off pretty soon.
Oh, no shit, really?
Come,
oh, well,
come June.
That's a real rite of passage for a dog.
Our buddy Gary said, we told him, like, yeah, he's getting his balls cut off pretty soon. He's like, he looks at Cardboard as well, bud. Enjoy them while you got them.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm so glad that humans don't do that.
Yeah. Castrate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We just trim the little dick skin off.
Yeah.
Basically the same thing.
Oh, man. All right. Well, we got about 15 minutes left. So let's think here. What else is there that we could ask you about that maybe could lead to some whining? Because I feel like we shouldn't give up on the whining quite yet. I'm glad we got cardboard in, but
if we did this podcast while driving, holy shit, would we have
a
show?
Oh, yeah. There's always something to bitch about when you're in traffic.
There's
so
many fucking idiots, and they just get in my way.
And
this
there's
is
so
my
many
road.
Of them.
Yeah.
I hate to say this, but every time I'm on the road, I'm like, there is too many goddamn people around.
And can you believe anyone can get a license? Like, do you ever talk to someone, you're like, holy shit, you're stupid, but you never think, like, this person drives a car. They could kill people.
Okay, I come from, like, a really small two-stoplight town, so me moving down here, all of a sudden, worst experience of my entire life.
Because all the traffic?
Oh, yeah.
I used to drive a hospice truck, and my boss was from Saginaw. And I remember, like, it was his first day or something like that, and he was complaining about the traffic in Metro Detroit. He said, I'm going to blow my brains out. I believe
it's not even that
words.
Bad either. Like, it can be, but compared to some other states.
Compared to, like, L.A. or something like that, that's notorious. But, yeah.
Compared to a two-stoplight town, this is hell.
Yeah.
Well, there's 4.5 million people living in the Metro Detroit area, last I checked, and that was a couple of years ago. So
that's 4 million cars driving around.
Yeah.
So 3 million idiots driving around.
Yeah. It's a pain, but so we got traffic out of the way. That's something that everybody likes to whine about. The weather. Not much to bitch about the weather lately. The weather's been pretty nice, actually. Dude, it was a little cold, but, you know.
Hold on. What happened? We just derailed this whole thing. This is like a small talk podcast. We're talking politics, traffic, weather. Like, what else can we talk about?
I don't know. When I thought of that question, I was like, oh, man, that's like perfect. I can spend the entire second half of the show. Who doesn't like to complain about stuff? And then the more I thought about it, which of course was today when it was too late to change it, I was like, man, you know, it's completely different when you got a microphone. Like, I already feel bad for saying, like, for admitting that when I'm in traffic, I think that there's too many goddamn people around. I don't actually want anything bad to happen, but it's easy.
I want bad things to happen to most people. That's what I want.
Well, okay then. I hope I'm not one of them, but. Mm. So anyway, there really wasn't, you know, it seemed like a good idea, and I'm still going to use it because that's the name of the show is American Whiner, and that ain't changing.
People that can whine about stuff. You probably get someone to talk about politics for the whole time, and it'd probably be interesting to people who give a shit about politics.
I will say I've been sending out messages to other people, and they are saying like, oh yeah, that's great. I'll whine about anything.
You got more guests lined up?
Yeah, cool. Yeah. So I've been Facebooking, and they're all musicians. Like I said, I've decided though I'm not going to limit myself just to musicians. I am going to. You know, like I have actor friends and, you know, people who do theater and, you know, stuff like
artists.
That. So artists, Detroit artists, and artists are great at bitching. So a lot of them, you know, that's their whole act or whatever. The musicians, you know, they write lyrics. That's what a lot of lyrics are. It's just, you know, talking about your problems and and how you can't figure out how to solve them. So, so I wrote a song. So I'm really glad that you were the first person that we tried this on, because I've known you for going on like 7 years now.
It seems like forever, but yes.
Because if this had happened with somebody else and that I didn't know and that I couldn't bullshit with, it would have been, I would have been like, well, I don't know that they have a dog that they really like.
So I see you're wearing clothes. Would you like to whine about those?
That rhymed.
Yeah. Well, hey, if we're talking about clothes, this shirt... Hellmouth. They're a local band, and they fucking kick ass.
They do. I've never heard of them. What's their story?
They're kind of hardcore. Well, Jay Navarro, he's like he was the singer of Suicide Machines.
Okay.
I'm mistaken.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, he's in probably like a dozen bands, and they're all really good. I think they just played last night with a Choking Victim. It was like Jay Navarro and... I forget who.
Did you go to that?
No, it was Mother's Day, so I had to hang out with my mom. And then I play roller hockey, so I had a roller hockey game I had to go to. But I wish I could have went, because I guess it was a really fucking kick-ass show down at St. Andrews. So that's a bummer I didn't go. Another show I couldn't have gone to. See?
Yep.
I was right.
It's always something, man. Always something. Something getting in the way. Not that Mother's Day is something to complain about, though. That's something that's another thing that's like,
but yeah, let's whine about our moms.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. No.
What a bitch.
I went home myself too, and I hung out with the fam, and it was nice to see everybody. We just plugged Hellmouth, so if Hellmouth somehow hears this, I'm sure.
Dude, it'd be cool if you had Jay on here. I bet, dude, he would whine about a lot.
Yeah, man.
Maybe not whine, but he would talk.
I made an entire list. The list is like, it's a couple pages long, and those are just the people that I like know.
Dude, put him towards the top.
Jay Navarro.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it whining, but he's such a good front man. He talks a lot, and he's just super entertaining. You just give him a microphone and be like, well, here's an hour. Go.
I'll keep him in mind. I'll look him up. I've never met him before, so I want to for the first couple of shows, I want to have people that I'm at least acquainted with, because I want to get relatively good at interviewing people before, or at least get, you know, familiar with it before I start having people. Like the first person that's has like a lot of really cool stories and that's like did the professional thing and still does is Sean May, who's a friend of ours.
Yeah, Sean's awesome.
And but I'm not gonna I don't know when that's gonna happen. That'll be a while. I want to know what I'm doing for the most part before I have him on.
Yeah.
So well, here we are, American Whiner, ladies and gentlemen. I'm gonna have to think of a way to, like, what do you want to whine about? I'm gonna have to have a follow-up to that in case the person's like,
In case they're just bad like me.
No, I wouldn't say, because no, I wouldn't say bad. That's not fair. I would say, like, because you, there's nothing wrong with not whining. You know, that's good. Like,
I guess
said
that
at
is
the
a
beginning,
good thing.
It's
I can
a good
have
quality.
Them start like pulling like problems out of a hat. Like, here's what you can whine about today.
That's not a bad idea. Well, we kind of did that. I was like, well, let's think about this. What did we talk about? We talked about politics. We talked about popular music. We talked about traffic.
I should have had like a coffee before I came here. When I'm like hyped up on caffeine and stuff, I won't shut up. I'll complain a lot. Like, first thing at work, when I had my first coffee and I'm just driving, like, me and my buddy Tom, who work all day together, I won't shut up. I'll whine about everything.
You know what's gonna happen? You're gonna get into work tomorrow and you're going to think of something. You're going to be like, God damn it, I wish I should have brought that up on the podcast.
Yep, probably that.
I know I will. I'll be thinking about that because I have to be to work an hour earlier than normal. Starting today was the first day, and so I'm gonna be barely conscious. I'll be one of those idiot drivers that you were talking about. But yeah, so I figured it was, you know, this is there's more to this. There's, you know, this is the first attempt at it. Thank you so much, by the way, for being the very first guest.
Absolutely, and, no problem. It was a pleasure.
And
thank you for the beer.
Yeah, well, that's Podcast Detroit. You have to thank for that.
Thank you, Podcast Detroit.
I thank them as well for the Pabst Blue Ribbon. Yeah, I guess I'll talk about it. We may or may not be back in 2 weeks doing because that's Memorial Day. Not sure if we're going to be doing that, but we will. I am going to make a Facebook page this week, so I will let you know when we're back. If it's not Memorial Day, then it'll be June 12th. Will be the next Monday that we are on. I'm not sure who I'm going to get yet. I have sent out messages. Nobody's solidified, but I will have that figured out, and I will announce that on the Facebook page as well. I will also think of a way to expand the what do you want to whine about. This is kind of cool. I'm like learning as I go here. You know,
Did your birthday happen yet?
It's actually on Thursday.
Oh, okay. I was like, did I forget your birthday?
Did I miss that?
Yeah, no, I couldn't do that because I told Phil happy birthday, and then you guys told me happy birthday. I didn't want to.
Okay, great. Yeah, I was going to say, you're the 5th, right? You're May 5th.
I have time to find the perfect meeting.
6th, May 6th.
Yeah, you got it. You remembered. And then I told Phil, and then, yeah, yours is coming up. So we're like, it'd be cool to have Phil in here.
Yeah, yeah. I want to get Gary in here, too.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Gary could host the damn thing. He'll probably just end up replacing me. He'll be so good at it that they'll be like, you can leave, sir. We're going to take this guy instead. He talks so naturally.
I know.
He talks like he's on a freaking podcast. Even when he's just sitting in a room talking to people,
he talks like he's on a scripted. Like everything he says is perfect and hilarious.
Yeah, I need to be careful about that because if he comes in here, they're gonna just give him his own show.
Oh yeah, and no, he's
this. Then every other Monday at 7 o'clock,
he smells bad. That's it. So he couldn't possibly do this.
No, he. I would love to have him on.
No, he smells wonderful. He's a great person.
I haven't seen him.
If he smells bad, I might not want him here because I have to be shut in a room with him for a decent period of time.
The door shut and yeah. We got about 3 minutes left, so I am going to start to wrap it up here. Like I said, we may be back on Memorial Day. We may be back on June 12th. Either way, if you're out there listening to us, thank you so much, either live or on if you checked out the stream on podcastdetroit.com or SoundCloud or anywhere. Thank you so much. Like I said, I will be adding I'll be starting to do the getting the online thing going, and I'm going to start with a Facebook page, and this is slowly taking shape. We're going to do this as we go here, and you know, it's the only way to really learn is just to do it as you go. So it's worked for my job for the past 4 years. I got into it. I had no idea what I was doing, and I'm still doing it, and I just picked it up as I went along. So that's how I'm going to approach this podcast thing. So, again, thank you so much for listening to us. Caitlin, thank you for being of assistance as always. And Davey Downs, thank you so much for being my first guest. You should come back sometime, and we'll talk about more.
I would love to. If someone, like, shits out, if you have someone that's supposed to come, they're like, oh, I can't. My thing happened. And then just call me and I'll show up.
Well, I will definitely do that. And you, maybe like the next time you think of something that you want to whine about and it's just there's nobody around to talk, like write it down.
Yeah, I should have prepared.
No. Like I'm just saying, because for next time, because I would have, if I'd have thought of that, I'm going to start doing that now too. Like you see these notes here? I got all my questions written down.
I like how they're so cute and tiny.
Yeah, this
too.
Is my work notebook that I got these from. I have my notes here. I'm going to start writing down, taking notes on things that I want to ask about or bitch about.
Like you asked me these ahead of time. I had plenty of time to think about it, research, write it down. I just did not.
So wait,
do
let
any.
Me get this straight, because they won't let you use your cell phone at work. You got a notepad that is cell phone size to write your notes on. Is that how that worked out?
Well, I've just always felt that notebooks look more professional, so I do that on purpose. I just, when I'm, especially if like somebody's around, I'll be writing there with my blue pen, and I'll be making sure that he notices. Like that guy is definitely, he takes his job seriously.
But you got to wear a monocle while doing it. Very professional.
Yeah, my monocle with my safety glasses over it.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway, we will see you either in 2 weeks or in June. Either way, God bless you all. And if you're an atheist, then good vibes. And my name is Alex, and